This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we try not to get into politics on this show, but every once in a while something comes up in the political world and we would look stupid if we ignored it. Just like prior when we discussed Taylor Swift, the biggest pop star in the world, the biggest star in the world, coming out and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. At first, it seemed like, you know what? Donald Trump seems to be digesting that okay. Then he had a couple days to think about it, and clearly he is not okay.
Okay, now I want to point out, this has nothing to do with how we feel politically or anything.
No.
When we are equal opportunity ball busters here. When Biden crashed and burned at the debates, we were the first one to be like, get Pop off the stage and let him, he can barely stand.
One of the funniest conversations I think we ever had, making fun of Joe Biden when he couldn't remember the name of the person he was singing happy birthday to.
Right.
I mean, it was great.
Okay.
This is different, okay?
No, this is along those lines.
No, it is those lines, but it's not what you think. Because here's what happened. Over the weekend, he just hopped on Truth Social and in all caps.
Apropos of nothing, as far as we can tell.
He was one of those memes that starts nobody. And then he just tweeted out, I hate Taylor Swift in all caps, exclamation point. I hate. Imagine this was real life. You're sitting in a room with somebody and then out of nowhere, it's quiet. And then that person just goes, I hate Taylor Swift. And everybody jumps because it spooked them. And they go, oh my God, why, what happened? And then their response is only, they like somebody I don't like.
Right.
And you know what's funny is he did this at 10:45 in the morning.
Okay.
Now, well, Donald Trump.
That's good for him.
Historically is up in the middle of the night all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think he goes to bed until like 3 or 4 in the morning. So it's conceivable. And I'm making a lazy joke. It's just conceivable keeping those hours that maybe he just woke up. Now, we all have weird thoughts as soon as we wake up.
Right.
So maybe that's what this was. Maybe he had just woken up. He had a nightmare about Taylor Swift.
No, because the timing doesn't add up.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to be nice to him.
Okay. It's more like he had just finished third breakfast. Okay? And when he was having first breakfast, he was feeling a certain kind of way, but he was able to crunch it down.
Right.
And then second breakfast came around, and he's like, oh, it's pancakes, and I do like that, but there is something scratching an itch on my brain. And then third breakfast comes, and he goes, yes, I got the bacon I wanted, but I ate Taylor Swift.
You don't think somebody, he asked for more bacon, and one of his butlers just goes, I'll get it to you as swiftly as I possibly can. And he was just like, flips his table over.
Now, the Kansas City Chiefs did play over the weekend.
They did. Yes, they did.
And Taylor was there.
She was.
I can't imagine he was watching sports.
I don't imagine he watches sports either, but it's possible. Maybe he was doom scrolling and saw her, because who can't see her when you doom scroll?
Right.
Imagine your 78-year-old uncle.
Oh, my God.
Did this out of nowhere. And you know that, like, he has an important job and, like, he has a lot on his mind.
Even if he didn't, Gavin.
Okay. Or even if he didn't, he's retired. Okay. And he's living life. He's living his best life. He just Facebooks, I hate Taylor Swift, out of nowhere. A 78-year-old man.
Take Taylor Swift out of it. Let's say
I hate anything.
I hate Chapel Roan.
Not even a person.
Okay.
What if he was just like,
I hate chair.
I hate mailboxes. You would immediately text your crazy uncle and be like, oh my God.
Are you okay?
Uncle Frank, what happened?
Right.
What did a mailbox do to you?
Yeah.
And then they would have to say, a mailbox likes somebody that I don't like. That's why I hate them. So anyway, we had to talk about that because it's so crazy. I'll bet Taylor Swift saw that. Somebody showed it to her.
If you are Taylor Swift and you see that, you laugh hysterically. I would love nothing more than to find out that even if it was my boss,
right?
Okay, to find out that at 10:45 in the morning, he was just so incensed with whatever I'd done that he had to take it to the people and in caps.
Right. He had to tell millions of people how much he hated you.
So funny.
God almighty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.